Hello guys, welcome to The Positive Mindset. My name is Samson Felix. I just want to use this medium to appreciate you guys for those of you who always listen to this podcast, share this podcast with friends and family. I just want to appreciate you guys. Make sure you also share this this podcast with people you think will be interested in getting content like this, especially if you are someone who is looking to motivate someone or encourage someone. Make sure you share this podcast with people. I just want to say thank you. I can't thank you enough. Also want to use this opportunity to introduce you guys to my new podcast that is currently available on Spotify, and the name of that podcast is called African Tales Network. If you're someone who is interested in learning more about Africa, it's about documentaries, it's about histories, it's about stories. It's just different, it's unique, it's different from the kind of content I post on this specific channel. You might want to check out that channel. For that reason, I'm going to be dropping one episode from that channel on this particular channel right now. So if you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe to that new channel or that new podcast. As you do, God bless you. Thank you, and do take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Welcome to Echoes of Gold, a journey through Ghana's rich history. In this audio documentary, we embark on a captivating voyage to uncover the stories, traditions, and vibrant heritage that have shaped Ghana into the nation it is today. Our journey begins with the ancient kingdoms that once flourished in this land, long before the arrival of European colonizers. Ghana, deriving its name from the powerful medieval Ghana Empire, was a hub of trade and culture. Picture the thriving markets where gold, salt, and ivory exchanged hands, creating a bustling center of commerce that attracted merchants from across the Sahara. However, the echoes of history also carry the weight of tragedy. In the 15th century, the Atlantic slave trade cast a dark shadow over the region. Elmina Castle, standing stoically on the coast, became a symbol of the pain and suffering endured by countless souls. As we stand before the remnants of Elmina Castle, we hear the whispers of those who suffered within its walls, stories of resilience, resistance, and the unyielding spirit of those who dared to dream of freedom. The mid-20th century ushered in a new chapter in Ghana's history, a chapter written with the ink of independence. In 1957, under the leadership of Kwame Nkrumah, Ghana became the first sub-Saharan African nation to gain sovereignty from colonial rule. At long last, the battle has ended, and Ghana, our beloved country, is free forever. The air was filled with the jubilation of a nation breaking free from the shackles of oppression, setting the stage for a new era of African self-determination. Yet, the journey towards progress faced its share of challenges. Economic struggles, political turbulence, and moments of introspection marked Ghana's post-independence path. From the fiery speeches of Jerry Rawlings to the peaceful transitions that followed, Ghana's political landscape evolved, a testament to the resilience and commitment of its people. In the midst of these historical waves, Ghana's cultural heritage remained a vibrant force, carrying the traditions of the Ashanti, Fante, Yue, and countless other ethnic groups. Imagine the rhythmic beats of the drums during festivals, the vibrant kente cloth woven with stories, and the captivating dance that tells tales of ancestors and unity. As we conclude our journey through the echoes of Ghana's history, we are reminded that this nation, with its ancient roots and modern aspirations, is a living testament to the enduring spirit of its people. Join us as we continue to celebrate Ghana's legacy, a beacon of hope, culture, and resilience on the African continent. This is Echoes of Gold, a journey through Ghana's rich history.